3. Out of the void, space. St. Thomas Aquinas declares, "The name of being wise is reserved to him alone, whose consideration is about the end of the universe, which end is also the beginning of the universe." The basic principle of all mythology is this of the beginning in the end. Creation myths are pervaded with a sense of the doom that is continually recalling all created shapes to the imperishable out of which they first emerged. The forms go forth powerfully, but inevitably reach their apogee, break, and return. Mythology in this sense is tragic in its view. But in the sense that it places our true being not in the forms that shatter, but in the imperishable out of which they again immediately bubble forth, mythology is eminently untragical. Indeed, wherever the mythological mood prevails, tragedy is impossible. A quality rather of dream prevails. True being, meanwhile, is not in the shapes, but in the dreamer. As in dream, the images range from the sublime to the ridiculous. The mind is not permitted to rest with its normal evaluations, but is continually insulted and shocked out of the assurance that now, at last, it is understood. Mythology is defeated when the mind rests solemnly with its favorite or traditional images, defending them as though they themselves were the message that they communicate. These images are to be regarded as no more than shadows from the unfathomable reach beyond, where the eye goeth not, speech goeth not, nor the mind, nor even piety. Like the trivialities of dream, those of myth are big with meaning. The first phase of the cosmogonic cycle describes the breaking of formlessness into form, as in the following creation chant of the Maoris of New Zealand.
Te kore, the void. Te kore tua tahi, the first void. Te kore tua rua, the second void. Te kore nui, the vast void. Te kore roa, the far extending void. Te kore para, the seer void. Te kore wiwia, the unpossessing void. Te kore rawea, the delightful void. Te kore te tamaua, the void fast bound. Te po, the night. Te poteki, the hanging night. Te poterea, the drifting night. Te powawa, the moaning night. Hine makemoe, the daughter of troubled sleep. Te ata, the dawn. Te auturoa, the abiding day. Te aumarama, the bright day. Wahitua, space. In space were evolved two existences without shape. Maku, moisture, a male. Mohora Nui Arangi, great expanse of heaven, a female. From these sprang Rangi Potiki, the heavens, a male. Papa, earth, a female. Rangi Potiki and Papa were the parents of the gods.
From the void beyond all voids unfold the world-sustaining emanations, plant-like, mysterious. The 10th of the above series is night. The 18th, space or ether, the frame of the visible world. The 19th is the male-female polarity. The 20th is the universe we see. Such a series suggests the depth beyond depth of the mystery of being. The levels correspond to the profundities sounded by the hero in his world-fathoming adventure. They number the spiritual strata known to the mind introverted in meditation. They represent the bottomlessness of the dark night of the soul. In the sacred writings of Mahayana Buddhism, 18 voidnesses or degrees of the void are enumerated and described. These are experienced by the yogi and by the soul as it passes into death. The Hebrew Kabbalah represents the process of creation as a series of emanations, Hebrew Sephiroth, out of the I Am of the Great Face. The first is the head itself in profile, and from this proceed 9 splendid lights. The emanations are represented also as the branches of a cosmic tree, which is upside down, rooted in the inscrutable height. The world that we see is the reverse image of that tree. According to the Indian Samkhya philosophers of the 8th century BC, the void condenses into the element ether or space. From this, air is precipitated. From air comes fire, from fire, water, and from water, the element earth. With each element evolves a sense function capable of perceiving it. Hearing, touch, sight, taste, and smell, respectively. An amusing Chinese myth personifies these emanating elements as 5 venerable sages who come stepping out of a ball of chaos suspended in the void. The 5 elements, according to the Chinese system, are earth, fire, water, wood, and gold.
Before heaven and earth had become separated from each other, everything was a great ball of mist, called chaos. At that time, the spirits of the 5 elements took shape, and then developed into 5 ancients. The first was called the Yellow Ancient, and he was the master of earth. The second was called the Red Ancient, and he was the master of fire. The third was called the Dark Ancient, and he was the master of water. The fourth was called the Wood Prince, and he was the master of wood. The fifth was called the Metal Mother, and she was the mistress of metals. Now each of these 5 ancients set in motion the primordial spirit from which he had proceeded, so that water and earth sank downward, the heavens soared aloft, and the earth became fast in the depths. Then the water gathered into rivers and lakes, and the mountains and plains appeared. The heavens cleared and the earth divided. Then there were sun, moon, and all the stars, sand, clouds, rain, and dew. The Yellow Ancient gave play to the purest power of the earth, and to this were added the operations of fire and water. Then there sprang into being the grasses and trees, birds and animals, and the generations of the snakes and insects, and fishes and turtles. The Wood Prince and the Metal Mother brought light and darkness together, and thereby created the human race as man and woman. Thus, gradually, appeared the world.